Chevra, this parasha, Parshas Nitzavim, surely has to give us big chizik as we enter into Rosh Hashanah. And already everyone knows the famous Zohar, Atem Nitzavim, Ayom Kulchem L'Nei Hashem Lokeichem, that Ayom Da Rosh Hashanah. It's a reference to Rosh Hashanah that we're L'Nei Hashem, specifically when we're Kulchem, when we're all together. But I think there's a tremendous Zohar, a few Pesukim later. The Pasuk says in Perek, Chavtas, Pasuk Yudalad, those that are alive here with us are standing before Hashem. And those that are now with us, meaning each and every one of us, are also Imanu Hayom, we're also there. And this is the pasuk that's a source, as we all know, that every single neshama was there, learning Kol HaTorah Kula, being Mekabel, Toyeret Har Sinai. If our body wasn't there, Omeid Imanu Hayom, if our body wasn't there standing, our neshama was Imanu Hayom. It doesn't say Omeid, because neshama was hovering, wasn't standing. So every neshama was there listening to Torah Mitzvot from Hashem, from Moshe Rabbeinu, and the first two from Hashem at Har Sinai, Makabel Torah Mitzvot. And that's why each and every one of us, as we were Makabel Torah Mitzvot, has to keep Torah Mitzvot. We were there. You can't say I wasn't there, because our neshama was there. The Malbim on this pasuk has a tremendous question. He says, it might be true that every neshama was by Har Sinai, and every neshama was Makabel Torah Mitzvot, but our guf wasn't there. It's not Omeid, that was only Imanu, right? Our body wasn't there. And what pulls us to do Averis? What pulls us to look after things we shouldn't be looking at? What pulls us to be tired and lazy in the morning and not get out of bed to get to shul in time? It's our body. And our body wasn't there. Our body was not Makabel Torah Mitzvot. So how can we help be held responsible for Averis that we do, Lo Aleinu, if we never were Makabel Torah Mitzvot because our body wasn't? That's what the Malbim asks. Malbim has a few answers, but one answer, Mamish, I think about every parsha that he suffered. He says, we all know there's a concept in the Gemara, Zachin Ladam Shelo Befanav, Vein Chavin Ladam Elo Befanav. Zachin Ladam Shelo Befanav means that I could acquire on behalf of my friend something for him that he doesn't even know about, if it's objectively good for him. So for example, if one of you, Chveznish, owed $1,000 to a guy in my shir tomorrow morning, and you weren't going to be around, you could, even though he doesn't know about it, you could give it to me. I could be mekabel it on his behalf, and the minute I have it, it's his already. Zachin l'adam shel b'fanav. If something's objectively good for someone, you could accept it on their behalf, and they're koyin it. And they acquire it, because we know they'd want it. Comes the Malbim and says, Ki lekach toiv nasati lechem, toirasi al tazovu. Hamesukim idvash v'noif etzufim. There is nothing in the world more precious. There is nothing more special. There is nothing better for us than Torah mitzvahs. Nothing. It's the greatest objective good in the world. And therefore it's true. Our body might not have been on our Sinai to accept the Torah. But our neshama was there. And our neshama was able to accept Torah mitzvos on behalf of our body as well. Through Zachin Ladam Shel Ofanav. That one could accept something good for someone else on their behalf. And therefore our body also has to keep Torah mitzvos. But that only works if it's objectively good for them. And that tells us there's nothing sweeter, nothing more special than Torah mitzvahs. And sometimes we get confused. And sometimes our vision is blurred to know what's best for us. But I believe that's why we're reading these psukim, this parasha, as we enter Rosh Hashanah. As we enter Rosh Hashanah in the new year, and we're going to dive in for all different types of things. Let's not forget what's best for us. Let's not forget what's the greatest thing in the world. And rededicate ourselves to Torah mitzvahs. And ask Hashem only for that. They'll help me connect to Torah mitzvahs. Only for that. L'mancha. It ultimately can be for you. And then all it feels will be Makai and Makabel. And Bez Hashem will be Zoichet. Uksiv Zivit Toiva. Ukabanj Yor. Yor of Simcha and Yor of Bracha. For all of Klal Yisrael. And a Hail G'Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh